أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته all the brothers so alhamdulillah we got another opportunity to perform Salatul Jum'ah and the main purpose of Salatul Jum'ah to get together and perform reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The two important components, to praise Allah and to send durood salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should be achieved in Jummah's congregation, Jama'ah and gatherings. Alhamdulillah, we have done that. And then we have some time, like 15 minutes, 17 minutes, to talk about some reminders and some topic. So today's topic is emotional intelligence in the light of Quran and Sunnah. So now we will learn what is emotional intelligence, and we will relate all the components of emotional intelligence with Quran and Sunnah. What is happening nowadays, if you see, you know, all these authors or big speakers from this world, they talk about so much amazing thing and they become world-renowned speakers and scholars and authors, and people follow them on YouTube and watch their videos and learn so much from academically. But if you see, if you go in deep of these things, deep down, you will see everything is actually in Quran and Sunnah and Hadith. So the point of today's topic is emotional intelligence is nothing but taqwa. That's why I recited this ayah, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. So we will relate this thing and we will understand what is emotional intelligence, and each and every component of emotional intelligence is actually Quran and Sunnah. Everything written down in Quran and Sunnah. So we will see inshallah. So everyone, you know, when anybody is born, human are born with some intelligence. One of them we know, like IQ power, like IQ. People are born with certain IQ level. So there are some sort of other intelligence as well. One of them is emotional intelligence. So we will see what it is. So emotional intelligence is the capacity of aware of, to control yourself, control your expression, and to express yourself, and then handle society properly with justice, with empathy. So you need to understand your own emotions and then control those emotions. And you need to understand others' emotions and respect others' emotions. So this is actually everything about emotional intelligence. But if you see, what is taqwa? You know, taqwa is to be mindful of your rights. Performs your rights where they belong. You know, you need to perform your family rights, your father, your children, your wives, society rights. So if you see taqwa, and why we have taqwa, when we say taqwa is fear Allah, meaning you need to keep Allah in your mind all the time when you deal with people. So you need to deal with people with justice. So that's taqwa. So how I'm relating in emotional intelligence and taqwa? Because everything about dealing with people and perform your rights and respect others' emotions and respect your responsibility. Like, and you need to know your responsibility. So this is actually, so the higher you are in taqwa, higher your emotional intelligence will be, or vice versa. The higher you are in emotional intelligence, higher you will be in taqwa. So that's why the ayah says, surely the most honorable of you with Allah or in front of Allah is the man among of you who has more taqwa, who is more careful about his rights, who is more mindful to perform his rights. So that's actually emotional intelligence. It has five components. So we will learn five components of emotional intelligence. First one is self-awareness. The second one is self-management. Third one is self-motivation. Fourth, social awareness. We need to be aware of our society, like social, to deal with others. And the fifth one is relationship management. And everything, Quran and Sunnah talk about all these components beautifully. So we will go into these five components and understand how we can relate these things and how we can improve how we can become more emotionally intelligent. So we can improve our lives and we become more successful in our lives. So the first one is self-awareness. So what is self-awareness? The ability to know your emotions, your strengths, your values, and your weaknesses. We need to understand ourselves, and so that we are aware of our, first we need to be aware of ourselves. What are our weaknesses? So that we can deal properly with others. So first thing is self-awareness. We need to understand our own first. So what is how we can relate this with Quran and Sunnah? So we need to understand the purpose of our own life. Whatever we do, we need to understand why we do what we do. So we need to adopt good qualities, good attributes, and good habits from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from the teaching of Quran. So Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Nothing is heavier on the scale of deeds than one's good manners." So good manners. So what? When we are aware of ourselves, like we need to do self-awareness, we need to increase, we need to understand how we can improve ourselves in our, you know, wherever we have weaknesses, we need to improve ourselves. And then we need to adopt good habits in our life and increase our own life and adopt all the seerah and teachings from the Quran in our lives. So we will become, inshallah, more towards the goal of our life. So what is our goal? To get as much as good deeds. So first we need to understand the value of good deeds and then adopt in our life and perform those good deeds. So first thing is self-awareness. The second thing is self-management. How we need to understand self-management? Self-management is nothing but self-control. We need to control ourselves. So it involves the self-control. It involves, we need to be disciplined. We need to be trustworthy. We need to be patience, humbleness. We need to adopt all these things which are related to our emotions. So the everything is related. If whatever happen in our life is emotions. And what are the four primary emotions? Is actually anger, like which we can say mad, sad, glad, and scared. These are four primary emotions. Which and everything what other emotions are related to these four emotions. So it's self-management is control your emotions. That's why Quran talk about this beautifully. So let's see. So in Surah Ali Imran, Allah says, "Allazina yunfiquna fis sarai wal dharai wal kazimin al ghayz wal kazimin al ghayz wal afina anin nas wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin." So those who spend freely, whether in prosperity or in adversity, who restrain anger, who control their anger, this is nothing but self-management. Controlling your anger is very important in our life, and everybody deal with it. And most of the problem happen in our dealing with others is anger. So and Quran talk about it. And pardon all the men, all people, and they forgive others. So this is also your emotions. For Allah loves those who do good deeds. So this is actually Surah Al Imran. Allah says, and then now Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also talk about self-control. How? The strong is not the one who overcomes people by his strength, but the strong is the one who controls himself when in anger. This is nothing but self-management and self-control. So what we are talking about, how we can increase our emotional intelligence, how we can be more emotional intelligent. So controlling your anger is most important part of it, because it's come in self-management. And there are also another hadith, beautiful. One person walked to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he says, advise me. So what Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Prophet said, do not angry. The man asked again and again, and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, do not get angry. So controlling your anger is very important to have peaceful life. So that's actually called self-management. And there's another ayah which says, and the servant of the beneficent Allah are the one who walk on the earth in humbleness. And when the ignorant address them, they say, peace be with you. Whenever any, like, you know, the word of Quran is jahil. When anybody, ignorant people talk to them, they say, peace be upon them. They say, kalu salama. They don't actually go into the problems and they say, kalu salama. So this is all about self-management. So emotional intelligence has four components. First, self-awareness, we talk about it. Second, self-management, we need to control our angers, we need to control our feelings, emotions. And now we are moving forward, self-motivation. So self-motivation is, we need some motivation to keep ourselves up to the level, you know, high level. We need to keep improving our life in both manners, like worldly and Islamically and ethically. So now we will talk about being driven to achieve the, what is a self-motivation? Like, we need to understand from the Quran and Sunnah. So what Quran says? Quran explains this very beautifully. وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. This is beautiful ayah. What is the translation? And the man shall have nothing but what he strives for. So this is actually motivation. So if we want to achieve more in our life, we need to strive more. So the more we strive, the more we will get in this world. So this is actually Quran is saying. So this is actually motivation. Quran is asking, do more. Our every day should be better than yesterday. In everything. In good deeds as well. I was listening to something. They said, if you have done 9 good deeds yesterday, today should be 10. We should do 10 good deeds today. So that's actually the way we need to improve. So this is actually Quran also says. And a beautiful ayah is, surely Allah does not change the condition of people until they change their own conditions. So this is Quran is talking about motivation. So first thing of the change is the urge of change. We want to have change in our life. So that's actually motivation. And there are more hadiths. We will move forward to the fourth item. Fourth item is social awareness. This is the most important item, because we deal with everybody in our daily life. You know, wherever we go, we need to deal with people. We are going for shopping, we are going for work, we are going for masjid. Everywhere we have interaction with people. We are even walking, we see people. We are in elevator, we see people. So social awareness is very important. So what is social awareness? Considering others' people's feeling. Empathy, tolerance, you know, social, like tolerance, like we society nowadays, we have to have too much tolerance. So this is very important. Communication, social responsibility, and help community, appreciate others. So all these things are related to social awareness, which is the fourth component of emotional intelligence. So why we are talking about emotional intelligence? It's very important for our success in both, like, personal and professional life. So, and we relate emotional intelligence as taqwa. So that's actually the topic today. So what is social awareness in the light of hadith? So look at this beautiful hadith. The believers are like a structure, each supporting the other. Hazur sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is saying, believers are like a structure. You know, like a building, we have bricks. And we are all aware of structures. So they are so dependent and interdependent actually. So everybody is linked with others. And we need to support each other. So if we will remove any brick, it will impact. So each brick is supporting this building. So same way, each one of us, we need to support each other. So that's actually social awareness in the light of Hadith. And he who does not thank people does not thank Allah. So look at this. This is our social responsibility. Whoever we see in our life, they are contributing. We need to be appreciative. We need to appreciate others. So that's actually another part. And Surah Hujurat is beautiful surah to understand how to live in this society. And you know, so many lessons we can take from Surah Hujurat. Like, you know, do not call upon people by names. Do not do backbiting. Do not do spy on people. Avoid spying on people. Do not mock people. So this is all social awareness from the light of Quran. So this is the topic. And the last but not least is relationship management. Relationship management is, look at this, Sila Rahmi. What is Sila Rahmi? It's relationship management. You know, family management is so important nowadays. Every family has these problems. Like some brothers and sisters are fighting and they are not talking to each other. They have cut their relationship. They have cut their kinship. So this is the very so problematic things in our life nowadays. And so what it is actually, it's relationship management. So Allah talk about it in Quran. Hazrat Sallam has so many hadiths. The one who cut the relationship cannot enter into the Jannah. So this is all about relationship management. So this is the topic today, Alhamdulillah, we have covered. So there are some attributes of higher emotional intelligence, and there are some attributes of lower emotional intelligence. So we will just list those those attributes. So the higher emotional, the people who have higher intelligence, emotional intelligence, they will be assertive. They will have a strong willpower. They will be patient. They will be active. They will be predictable. You can predict them. You can say this guy is very good. He controls his anger. They are not unpredictable. They behave like unpredictable. So the opposite of all these things are lower emotional intelligence. So Alhamdulillah, we covered the topic of emotional intelligence. If you want to learn more about it, you just Google it and you will see a lot of videos or you will see a lot of literature about it. Why it is important is because this is nothing but taqwa. So every day we need to increase ourselves in taqwa. Every day we need to work towards emotional intelligence. This is just to control your emotions and respect others' emotions. Emotional intelligence is nothing but control your emotions and respect others' emotions and act or behave accordingly. So this is very important. So inshallah, I hope we learn from it. So we will conclude our speech here. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.